Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM in Grand Rapids. Man, it is going to be a fantastic day. Look out your window. If you're just crawling out of bed, you're getting out of bed late. But it's a beautiful day. It's Saturday. The sun is shining, and it's going to bump up against 60 degrees here. And it's a great day for Bob to get off the phone and get back on the radio. We're the Grilling Guys. Morning, Bob.
Ooh, busted. That was Jeff Goon from Frankenmuth Brewery. I had to get the date.
That's all good. But anyway, we got a few things to wrap up the show here we're going to talk about. And let's jump right into our friend Paulie out on the west side of Grand Rapids is having a beer dinner. Tell us a little bit about that, Bob.
Well, they're doing it at Flat River Grill. And The sous chef out there is a good friend, and he is actually doing the entire menu. Paulie's is doing all the beer. It's Bell's, and it's going to be a Bell's tasting. And it's like, I think, only $35. You can call Paulie's and get the information on that. You can go to their website, which is, I believe, paulie'sbeer.com.
Right. Yep.
And Paulie's is a great beer store. It's right on M21, but they sell a lot of nice Michigan handcrafted beers, and Bell's is, of course, one of the largest in the nation right in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and it's going to be fun.
Yep.
It's just going to be a good time.
Going to have Jim Parks, the beer expert from Paulie's, from Bell's there, and then Chef Colin from the Flat River. So you want to get out and give that a try. You know, we got another one coming up, too. Our friends at Siciliano's are having their 9th annual homebrew party. Now, we went to this last year. Heck of a lot of fun. They've moved it to Johnson Park, which is on the west side of Grand Rapids. Cinco de Mayo. It's on May 5th. There's still a few tickets left. It goes from noon to 8. And basically what this is if you've not been into Siciliano's, it's a great store to buy homebrew supplies. And once a year, all the guys that buy supplies there, if they want to participate, come together and they do this homebrew party. And what will happen is a lot of these guys will bring their own homebrew and you get to try it. It's $35 for a ticket on May 5th, goes from noon to 8. But that also includes a sit-down dinner at 5 o'clock. They're going to be grilling up a bunch of food, and then you get to be able to try all those beers. You're encouraged to bring your own. This is a bring-your-own event. They're not really selling this stuff, but get over there and try it in Johnson Park on May the 5th. Get a hold of Siciliano's Market, SicilianosMKT.com, or you can call them at 453-9674. Grab yourself a ticket and get out there and check that one out. The Grilling Guys are going to try to be there after the show.
And Frankenmuth Brewery has a beer festival. They're putting on their very own beer festival in Frankenmuth, Michigan. They're inviting all the other Michigan craft brewers in there. They're going to have a bunch. It's on July 21st, 2 days before my birthday. So that's a ticket info thing for you if you want to send me.
Yeah, and the Grilling Guys are probably going to be at that one as well.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Can see that coming.
We love Frankenmuth.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about grill safety, Bob. You know, it's that time of year. You're pulling your stuff out. A beautiful day like today. Your family's thinking grilling now. The grass is green and things are going well. So what do you think? Give us a couple safety tips that we all should be cognizant of as we come into the grilling season.
Well, what we don't want to be doing is burning down the house. So,
exactly.
You know, in America right now, we've got some horrible numbers. I just did a little research on that the other day, and there are somewhere around, I think, 10 lives lost every year. I'm fumbling through my paperwork. Yeah, the average is 10 deaths, 100 injuries, $37 million in property loss every year nationwide, according to the U.S. Fire Administration.
From grills.
From grilling.
Yeah, and it's no secret. We've talked about that at my house. I've got a section of my siding that's melted.
It
didn't catch on fire, but it can happen to anybody, guys. Didn't pay attention, was running a real hot grill to sear some steaks, and the grill was too close to the house, and I came out, and thankfully, we didn't have a fire, but I've got messed up siding as a result of it.
So but your defense, that's before you were officially a grilling guy.
Yeah, it was. It was a few years ago. You're absolutely right. right. But, you know, I didn't lose my man card. But, you know, one of the things we love to do here is our man law. So I think it's time.
That's right, and today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac. Cool shop. Tony and his son, Tony and Tony, make some great pasties over there. If you've never had a pasty, go to Saranac, Michigan. It's a nice drive, cool little shop. When you walk in, you'll know why you're there, because the smell of pasties and barbecue is just lingering in the air, and my stomach's growling right now thinking about those pasties. They're so good. But today's man law is one that I actually wrote because it just seems so significant. And it's one of those things when you're fishing, it's a big deal. And sometimes, you know, you just got to like go number one in the boat. It can be awkward. And sometimes there's ladies in the boat and there's all sorts of different things you got to worry about. But when fishing, it is okay to whiz over the side of the boat if nobody can clearly see your winky.
Yeah. Is that the insignificant part?
It is to me.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's happened to all of us. If you've been out fishing, you might take a beverage or two with you. And if you really just don't want to dive in, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And if you're just cognizant of the other fishermen and fisher ladies that are out there as well, I'm good with that.
What if someone happens to see your man region down there? Then what do you do?
That's going to come on next week. Okay. I'll have to figure that out.
But. Yeah. This is probably your best man law. Yeah, I think it's very interesting.
Thank you. Well, knowing Captain Ken was coming up and we're doing all this fish talk, it's just, you know, I'm picturing myself out there on his beautiful boat and wondering what I'm going to do. And I just wanted to lay that law out there right now. So,
yeah, you know, trout season's coming up next weekend, and oftentimes you got waders on. I think the man law there is just to decide which foot you want to get warm, the right or the left. But
that's disgusting.
Anyway, hey, you know, Bob, we were up at the grist mill out there in Cannonsburg this week, and we were talking to Gordy the Butcher and Don, the owner, and there we were looking over their shop, and they got some really cool stuff out there. But you went downstairs, and you worked with the butcher just a minute or two and talked to him about some brisket.
Yeah,
let's talk a little bit about that.
He's smoking up some corned beef brisket that's pretty tasty, and I got to say, for a guy that's never smoked corned beef brisket, Gordy dialed it right in. That stuff was gorgeous.
Yeah.
But we do like to teach brisket classes, and a lot of guys do brisket differently, and there's a lot of, you know, ways to do it. As long as it comes out moist, you want to get that. If you're serving it hot, you want to get it to about 195. You don't ever want to bring it over 200 because you're going to dry it out. But if you're using just a basic, let's say, Weber kettle, because that's the biggest grill out there, push your coals to one side and cook it over on the cooler side. You want to run your smoke temperature about 250, heavy smoke for the first 2 or 3 hours. But when you're putting that brisket on there, flip it over, depending on the kind of brisket you've got. But let's say it's a big packer brisket. You're going to have a lot of fat on that thing. Trim the fat off. It does you no good whatsoever. Rub it in mustard. Put some rub on there. And you're going to go probably 8 hours. You're going to pull it off, put it in foil, pour some beef broth in it, and bring it up to 195. But you know, Jop, I have a rant to make. And it's about gas.
I tried, guys.
It's killing me.
I tried.
It's killing me. It's killing us all. This gas price thing is crazy. And don't blame the speculators. Blame Saudi Arabia, because they're trying to subsidize their entire culture, and they control OPEC. So don't buy Arabian gas. You want to buy American gas, go to Sunoco, Conoco, Sinclair, BP, which used to be Amoco, and Hess, Arco, Maverick, Flying J, and Valero. Those are your companies that are selling American gas. Screw Saudi Arabia.
Well, all right, there you go. In Bob's humble opinion, we all need to use our grills and create a little American gas, and then we will be using it up.
You know why? Because Saudi Arabia boycotts all our products. We get troops over there protecting them, and whatever. Buy American gas.
Buy American everything. It's the only way to go. So we've had a busy day today, and the grilling guys are happy to be on the Michigan Talk Network now. We're beaming this signal all over the state of Michigan, helping all of our grilling nation out there to put on a little bit better deal in their backyard, create a little grill envy, and just make it a better place to have fun in your backyard by firing up that grill. Invite some people over, imbibe in some adult beverages responsibly, and just go out and make it a great weekend.
Thanks a lot for joining the Grilling Guys.
When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Oh man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. Some honeybees drip drying in the summer breeze after jumping into Calico Creek. I was walking down an older road past a field of hay that had just been mowed. I was almost home." Then he said, "I was just coming round the barn about the time you grabbed my arm when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough from my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy load up the truck.
I am a guy and I like fire."
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.